Yes.
Yes, Guru Maharaj? Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
What is the balance between being dependent on Krishna and being independently thoughtful?
You can question yourself. Are you searching something? Are you satisfied with you? Or you feel that you are in want and you search something to satisfy you? What is your position? Are you searching something always to satisfy your own self? Or you feel that you are all right, nothing is necessary for you? What is your innate nature? Analyze yourself. Everyone is searching for something, and that is some happiness, some sort of happiness, pleasure. That is our real nature. Always we are searching to fulfill us, our fulfillment. When we fulfill the conception of the highest fulfillment in our life, is what is Krishna. What we find, there are many recommendations to fulfill our present demand, inner demand. So many recommendations, so many schools. But we are of this opinion that Krishna conception of the truth, of the Absolute, can satisfy us fully. Our innermost hankering, the general thing. You follow?
Yes.
I can't. If anything, any question in the midst of this?
No, I'm just having a little bit of trouble hearing you.
Vidushartha Gotihi Vishnu Durashayaji Bhidatamanina. Prahlad Maharaj says in Bhagavatam, those that are hunting after the color of the things, the phenomenal sight, they can't stress that their real search within is for the substance, not for the coating. Not for the coating, what we find outside, cover. But heart satisfaction only possible with the real substance within. Sartha gatim. Artha means prayojan, necessity. The cause of necessity is generally thought that what we find outside, that can satisfy our hankering. But we can't understand that the heart won't be satisfied with anything what we find outside. They cover the surface, superficial. It hankers something which is within this color, within this external show of the world, some substance, some spirit, that can quench our thirst, inner thirst. And that is Vishnu, who is pervading everywhere, Vishnu. With all pervasive substance, that can only quench our inner thirst, and not what we see outside by our eye, by our ear, our tongue. With our physical senses, we come to come in connection with so many things, and we think that sweet meat is quenching my tongue, and the music is satisfying my ear, beauty satisfies my eye. Apparently nothing, but that cannot satisfy the real hankering of heart within. That can be only done by what all permeating substance that can satisfy. Paramatma, Vishnu, Narayana. So this hunting for external things, that has no end and that has got reaction, and we are troubled in the long run thereby. By inner search for the fulfillment of life is something that is transcendental, and that is Vishnu, that is person, that personal quality, and not this ordinary superficial personality who are also hankering in their own turn, not mixing with them, but the self-satisfied person. Self-satisfied person, sukrup, Krishna kare sukasadam, bhaktagane sukrite radhin. The happiness, the ecstasy personified, the all attractor, who can attract everything, and that not by power, but by heart, by beauty, by love. Only He can satisfy our heart's eternal demand. That's Krishna conception of the truth. Bhagavatam comes to say that. On the surface we may think that power can satisfy us. If we can get absolute power in my hand, I am satisfied. So many scholars, they are of that opinion. So many prophets also. But Mahaprabhu and Srimad Bhagavatam says, no, your innermost hankering is not for power, but for beauty, but for love. And this is the highest conception of the absolute truth, is there. That is more or less our view. Thani Maharaj also preached that. That Krishna, the Lord of love and beauty, He can satisfy the innermost hankering of all of us, can charm us. Not majesty or power or anything else. That is Krishna consciousness. Consciousness of Krishna type of the truth. And how we can achieve the whole self transformation within us in a serving attitude towards Krishna. That hankering may be wholesale hankering. Many interruptions, like so many mosses in the ocean, so many things. But those must be cleared off. And the constant and the pure hankering for Krishna. Search for Krishna, thorough search. Hesitation should be eliminated. So many hesitations. Anyabhidas karma gyan. They are like so many things floating on the ocean. They should be removed. And pure, clear, concentrated, and faithful searching of the Lord. Our heart should be converted into that sort of thing. continuous and intense search for Him, sincere search for Him. That is what is required on our side. The others on the side of Krishna. And you can take it generally by the words of the Shastra and the Sadhu, that if we are pure in our attempt, the response is also sure on the other side. That is our consolation. But we must keep in mind that this is not a very easy thing, because we are going to deal with infinite, being finite. So the real sadhus, they are our friends on the way. They will help us greatly by consolation, by assurance, fulfillment. We talk and the conversation with them, bodhayanta, kathayanta, stramahan, nittam. We can discuss with them. In Ramanuja Sampada there is an incident. There was three advanced devotees in one side. And somehow or other, in a temple, in dark night, they met together, those three stalwarts, contemporary Ramanuja Sampada. Then they did not knew one another, but heard their name. Then a deep darkness, they are talking. Then they came gradually to know through their own conversation that those three anyhow has met in a particular temple. See, they have met by chance. They, in their own conversation, they could found this out. Then one of them say, we are three here. Do you find a fourth person here, fourth man? We three. We have heard each one another's name. But do you feel any fourth man? Fourth person? Another said, yes. Kasayantrashtumahan nittam, bodhayanta parasparam, mad bhakta jatta gayanti, tatta tishthami narada. The fourth person was the Lord Krishna, Narayana. In their talk, he is also present there in a major conference about him. He cannot but come here in their talk. The very theme of their talk, the very subject was he. They could feel he is present in our talk. We can feel it there. We can satisfy our heart, feeling in the words of the sadhu. He is there. The subject matter, as a subject matter, he is there. Talking. Talking. So they can feel. Some can see anywhere and everywhere. Some can see in specialized discussion. But still searching and searching. Hunger is not quenched. Fully. Because he's infinite. But can't shun it, abandon it. Can't abandon. When the question of abandoning, quitting, then the shudder, I am in the midst of very sweet thing. I can't leave it. Can't leave it. I can't have it, but why? What we have got, we can't leave it. Sada. You give up Krishna Katha. It is impossible. So something sweetness we find there in his talk. But none is satisfied. Even Mahaprabhu, none. Radharani, none satisfied. What to be question of satisfied? They say, I have not got anything. They say like that. Very peculiar. Wholesale merged. Still the hunger is as young as anything. Full fed, still the hunger remains. I am hungry. Everything is infinite. Gold, holy, everything is infinite, the search of infinite, the object of search is infinite. The search has also been converted into infinite. In fact. Amitattaya kalpati. Atmabhuyaya kalpati. He gets transformed. My connection, he gets transformation. Towards me. Tasmai deyam tatu grajyam sata bujju jalajya. Also Krishna says, as I am honored, my devotees will also be treated like that. Because they are all getting my contamination. They may represent me. The iron, when put into fire, the iron catches the quality of the fire. It can burn them. So, a devotee, he imbibes that godliness, Krishna consciousness full, as much as he imbibes, then he gets the so many qualities of Krishna, of the Lord. So he acquires the position of being served, master. He is to be served. So what is to be given to Krishna, we may give to the devotee. Tasmai deyam tatu grajyam. And he will take from him as on my behalf. One who has surrendered to me, he has the right to do anything, everything on my behalf. But the surrendering must be genuine. Tasmai deyam tatu grajyam sata pujju jatajyam. And the respect also you will show to him as you should show to me. Because that iron has caught the quality of the fire. So that should not be dealt as iron but fire. When the iron is hot, red. Gaur Hari.
How much do we take shelter of the sadhu, take guidance from the sadhu, and how much do we guide ourselves?
What does she say? How much? How much
guidance do we take from the sadhus?
And how much from inner?
Inner sources.
Inner sources. That should be a harmony. Sadhu, svajatiya, svajasnigdhi, sadhu, sangasatu. The inner selection, that is the ultimate. What sort of sadhu we shall like, we shall associate, and from whom I shall try to get help. The choice, three choices within me, and that is final. But my choice comes from sukriti, and from unconscious sukriti, and then conscious sukriti, and then on the surface it is known as Shraddha. Yoda Shraddha Svayivata. The quality of the Shraddha, our regard, our faith, the nature of faith takes us to different groups. And when it takes to Krishna conscious group, and again there are divisions of division. How it responds, which will be very suitable and appealing to my inner necessity. In this way, we shall select the sadhu, and the ultimate decision, of course, always with me. It will say that I mixed here you are getting more and more things in your line. Always decision, the free choice with one who is searching after the selection of sadhu and how much he will. When he says, I am getting more and more, and he will advance more and more, more and more, according to his own capacity of receiving. How much I can digest, so much I shall eat. In this way, he will go forward. As much as we can, if we find a good master, as much as we can. So much that we have to surrender and we have to be utilized, die to live, that guru amongst the first we have to search for sadhu, and then we have to select as guru, and then we have to live on his disposal. To be utilized, and if we find we are progressing, we shall go forward more and more. In this way, the progress comes. Sadhu, and also there is Shastra. With the help of the Sadhu, we understand the meaning of the Shastra, and with the help of the Shastra, we can judge. What is, who is real sadhu. So these two have been recommended for us always for our advancement. Sadhu Shastra Pipai Yodhi Krishna Unmukha. When sadhu is always necessary, when I am a fallen, to help me sadhu is necessary, saint, and then when I am making progress, guidance, his guidance necessary, then when we have attained my highest position, there also under the guidance of sadhu and guru, I serve Krishna. So always, sadhu is always necessary for my life. Guru, guide necessary. Guru who has got superior realization than me, sincerely to take their help, their assistance, to help me in all places. That is to say, in the way of realization, the guidance is necessary, and when you have attained the goal, there also, only under that direction, we can serve Krishna. So guide, guru, sadhu, is always necessary for us. And our responsibility to utilize their advices. But if in the beginning there is some doubt, suspicion about the sadhu, the scriptures is there and another sadhus are, other sadhus are there to consult with them. And the scriptures means which the opinions of the bona fide sadhu that are continuing in the society, continued so long in the society, has got a good credit, scripture. And I shall, with the help of the scripture, I shall try to understand what sadhu is. At the same time, that is interdependent. The sadhu, they can give proper interpretation of the scripture, and vice versa. Anyhow, by the help of these two, and I am responsible for me, I am the greatest party, the most important party, one's own self, and she or he, with the help of the scripture and the sadhu, will make progress towards the truth. And he will be able to understand in the way that whether he is making progress in a real way or guided in a false way. Bhakti parishan bhavu virakti annatra chai shakti kai kukala. Just as when taking food we can understand that my hunger is being appeased. I was weak when hungry, I am feeling strength, and also the appetite is also satisfied. Bhakti, our attachment will be increased. Parishan bhavo, I shall have a clear conception for what I am, to what I am going to. Have more and more clear conception of the truth, reason unnatta virakti, and my indifference, what is wrong, what I, by which I was captured before. Empty feeling towards that, towards non-Krishna. Preference for Krishna, and sympathy for Krishna, apathy for non-Krishna, and some sort of confession about Krishna. These things will say us what I am doing or not doing. Hare Krishna.
Maharaj?
Yes.
Sometimes some say that because Krishna consciousness is the highest, therefore it is the most difficult to attain, especially possibly for Western devotees, it might even be more difficult rather than, and sometimes it is suggested that it would be easier to approach the God through their religion that they were born into, such as Christianity.
Yes, there are so many conceptions of Godhead. But there are different stages from the atheist, beginning from the atheist. In the beginning, in the most covered, dense ignorance, no conception of even oneself. Then when it comes up to calculation, calculative consciousness, they can give recognition to morality, but not to theism.
Yes.
They can see the interest of others like their own self, so morality comes. Then again, by higher enlightenment, they come to find that between others, the environment, and between him, there is a connecting link on which he and the environment is staying a common platform. And what is that common platform? When he comes to investigate, then gradually he comes to feel more importance of the that common union platform plane, that connecting my sympathy with my neighbor. Why? What for? What is the common link? Then gradually that common thing gets more importance in his discretion. And they go to search, and he's charmed by the character of that common plane, which is within me and within my neighbor, within the environment, and caught by the beauty and charm of that thing. In this way, God conception comes. And then this is he's more interested with that plane where he's standing, which is within him, without him. That thing, that plane is very charming and interesting. Then his relationship with that thing which is permeating everywhere, how is he? On the air, ether, or something, living through my mind, through my heart. What is that common thing? There's more and more interest and curiosity to know. And in this way, the God conception comes within. And different conceptions comes to different parties, and by eliminating the conception of God, progress means knowledge means progress. All this man is progressive; everything is progressive. Cannot stand in a static position. So search and search in this way. In this way, Newton gave some conception, and then so many others came and gave higher conception, more graphic, more extensive. In this way, it is going on. But for the beginners, in this world, as so the primary school is also filled up, then the colleges are also filled up, and the postgraduates are also filled up, so many students everywhere. So God conception also in the primary stage, in the middle stage, in the highest stage, they are making experiments. What sort of God conception will suit whom? In our liking, inner choice, different group, and they try sometimes to strive to show that my conception is superior to that of you. What you have, I also had once that sort of conception, but I am drawn towards this sort of conception of the Absolute. This is the reason you also take it. You also try it, and if you find satisfactory, you take it. In this way, this conception is going on. When rising and also falling, both is possible. By offenses, one can fall from one consciousness to another consciousness, lower consciousness may go. And also, one may rise from one lower conception to higher conception. The world is a variegated nature, so many things are available. Every type is available here. What to speak of? In the ordinary case of God conception, even in Krishna conception there is also gradation. Santa Dasya Sukha Vatsalya Madhuro. And in Madhur camp also there is different camps, different sort of realization. In this way, the hierarchy is going on to the last limit. Elimination, acceptance and elimination, dynamic character, as we may apply in other cases also. Education department, in different, in previous time and now, both science, mathematics, all these things. Everywhere, in the military, adjustment, readjustment, going on. Sometimes in the progress and sometimes in the in downwards. Suppose, God forbids, if the electron, the atomic war begins, the whole world will be reduced to be savagery. Again, it will have to grow in the civilization, line of civilization, certain. But we do not admire this present form of civilization. What is conducive, what is helping towards Krishna conception, that society is well and good. This scientific civilization means to snatch, to try to utilize everything for human society, for its comfort, which should have to be paid to the pie, and the human that are drawing the comfort, they will be bankrupt at that time. This is no progress in a proper life. The progress of the soul, that is what is desirable for us. But the soul's progress, this sort of scientific researches are not necessary at all. Not necessary at all. Any simple life rather considered better for such realization. Plain living, high thinking, and the thinking in the proper line. Not thinking high to exploit others, as an individual or as a nation. Not to exploit, but not to be exploited also by the ordinary, but to be exploited by the highest good. We must try to put ourselves at the disposal of the highest discretion and the highest good, highest heart. That is what is necessary. We can feel that we are imperfect, we are helpless, we are limited in so many ways, that we shall have to understand. It is true that we are not perfect, we have got limitation. We are searching for some help better than us. And the search must be in the right way. In the name of search, we may not be have to give in a bond of going down. That is reaction. This is reactionary, the civilization, exhorting energy for one's, for the comfort of the present humanity, and the humanity will have to pay it back to the funding. It is loan from the nature. This is no progress. And this body comfort and mind comfort, this is all reactionary. And who is the seeker? That is the man within whom we take the man. He is the mental system, he is the usurper. Whom we think the proper party, the seeker of comfort, he is a sham representation of the proper party who is within, I mean the soul. Soul is the proper party, and the mind, the mental system, has taken possession of its interest. According to our Guru Maharaj, the soul of the soul in bondage, the soul is minor, and the manager mind is exploiting the proprietor's property, the mind, the mental system. And the real proprietor, he is now minor, in the minor's position. So party's interest is not being sought. The user of mind, he is the sham representation. He is looting, plundering things according to his whims. So we are in a fictitious world, living in a fictitious world, not of our own. And the whole civilization is a prey to that. All the usurper managers, on behalf of their minor proprietor, are active and doing things on their behalf, and the wholesale is camouflaged wrong and injurious. Perhaps I am not very clear, The whole transaction that is going on is wrong. It is not for the real interest of the party that is sold. Deceivers are reigning. The cheaters are reigning. Reigning mane rajatva karche. They are conducting the kingdom. Cheaters. The mind is a teacher to the soul proper, the proprietor. So what is going on, and that is all vague, all bogus. The world transaction is all bogus, not concerning to reality. This is Maya.